This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hello, everybody. It is Tom Chenault, and it is the Tom Chenault Show. And I guess today is probably called the Tom and Denise Show, but that's the way it goes. And it will be a great day today. I'm a little nervous because of all these women around here. We've got three of, like, the most powerful women I know. You guys all know Denise, one of the most powerful women in network marketing, according to Eric and Marina Warren. The ANMP and everybody else on the planet. She's gotten to speak everywhere. And she's the one that got me to fall in love with the two people on the show with us today, Michelle Wallach and Michelle Poehler. I had no idea who Michelle Poehler even was. Denise heard her speak, and the rest is history. You are going to love this show for a couple of reasons. Number one, these two guests. Number two, Denise. Number three, I'm stepping out of the way, and I'm basically just going to comment on Facebook and do everything I can to make all of you feel better about yourselves. So that's my goal here. I'll probably throw in a joke once in a while just to keep it funny, and it's going to be a great show. So here we go. It is the Tom Chenault Show, and we've got Michelle Wallach with us first. She is an amazing, amazing woman. I've known her over 20 years. I have had this woman save my life, literally, financially, emotionally, spiritually, on more than one occasion. She empowers women and men all over the world at a level you wouldn't believe. She runs a network marketing company with her husband, Steve, at a major league level. Over and above that, they've been in the real estate business at a huge, huge level. This woman does not believe in glass ceilings. She knocks down doors. She chased down Oprah Winfrey and figured out a way to get in front of that woman. They turned into friends. This woman is completely and totally unstoppable. And what you're going to learn about your own power from her is going to change your life. So with that, how are you, Curly Joe? What's going on?
Hello, Tom.
It's so good to see you. What's been happening?
You know, just chugging along here.
That's just completely not true. You've got about 40 pounds of fur that came home yesterday.
22 pounds, I weighed them.
And what's going on with that?
The pup came home from military camp.
And it's the same pup, $1,000 lighter. So, so take it away, baby.
I know, I think that he's a little bit better.
Yeah, we got ripped off.
Yes, so the pup is back, and life is back to the new normal.
Yep.
And we're getting ready for the ANMP, And I am super excited because Michelle Wallach is going to be speaking at the ANMP. And like Tom said, she is absolutely one of my best friends. She inspires me. She is such a huge advocate of lifting people, especially women, lifting women up and bringing out the best in us. And she has been such a huge support in my life that I am super excited to see her speak at the ANMP this weekend. And Michelle, hello. Good afternoon.
Well, hello. Thank you for having me. I'm super excited and super nervous all at the same time.
Well, you can't be nervous because we're old friends.
We're old friends. But do you realize that in 22 years, I have never spoken at an industry event? I've only ever spoken for my company.
Yeah, isn't that, and it's a different feeling, isn't it?
It is a little bit of a different feeling. Like, what did Tom get me into? What did I get myself into? And hopefully I can be that inspiration to so many others that I have found so easy to be inside this amazing company.
So we're going straight to it. 80% of the people in network marketing are women, and very few companies are run by powerful women. You're one of them. Thank you for being you. I didn't want to, to interrupt, but that's the way to start this thing. Because more women taking those big jobs, and you are taking your rightful place at that stage at the ANMP this weekend.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. And I just hope to see more women take that stage in the years to come.
So you are the COO of our company. When you got out of high school, did you think, oh, I'm going to be CEO of a company? How did this all happen?
You know, I really believe that people are presented opportunities every day in their lives, and it's what they do with that opportunity. So it's not so much what I thought I was going to do when I get out of high school, or, you know, the dreams that I had for myself, or even the college education I was going for. After I married Steve and Dr. Wallach presented an opportunity to both of us, I ran with it. Steve did it, and it's a well-known story. My husband was in medical school. He had a dream and a vision of where he wanted us to go and how he wanted us to get there. And I am the one that saw the opportunity in all of this. I'm the one that worked the distributorship and built the check with my husband, and I love him to no end, with my husband saying every day, it's commissions, it could end any day. Don't count on this. So to Steve, it was a hobby that really took off. And for me, I was like, there is no ceiling. I wonder how high we can go. And I never thought of owning my own company. I would have been a distributor forever. I fully believe that that is where the grass is greener. And I certainly envy every distributor out there, every network marketing company that exists on this earth.
Well, and I think that that's one of the things that I most appreciate about you too, is that as company owners, that you have been distributors, you know what it takes to do what we're doing, to build a business, to be out there in the field, to be pounding the pavement, and, you know, you've done it. And so I think that you run the company from a different perspective than a lot of company owners out there. And that's truly appreciated. But being COO, what I'm always amazed at with you is your vast knowledge of so many different things. Like Tom was talking about, just your knowledge from a real estate standpoint, to manufacturing, to shipping, it blows me away, and it's literally been on-the-job training pretty much.
It has, because prior to becoming a distributor for nutritional products, I was in the mortgage industry. I mean, I started out as a processor. I was an underwriter. I was making good money. I loved my job. That is the one thing that Steve and I can both say, that before we ever became distributors, we're actually two people that loved our jobs, loved it. It was hard giving them up. I was the first one to give up my job. Steve was in school and working simultaneously. We had a baby to care for back then. And I saw myself staying in the mortgage industry. And even in the early years, I would say to Steve, we could just go back to the, you know, we could start our own mortgage company. I could go back to the banking thing. And in our earlier years, we were buying and selling properties left and right. Well, we still do that, but we were buying and selling properties left and right. So we've always kept the mortgage banking thing on the side as one of the many things that we've done. And you're right. This was self-taught when it came to running this company. I mean, I do not come here with a master's in business, and yet I feel like I have 10 masters in business, especially running a company of this size.
And, you know, sort of dovetailing into what Michelle Fuller talks about as far as fears, what do you think as a woman running this multi-million dollar company, what is your biggest challenge and your biggest fear?
I think, and I absolutely share this fear with Oprah being, and she's told me her own story, so I feel like I share that own same similar story. In network marketing, I always have a fear that people aren't going to, one, like our products, and two, they aren't going to like Stephen and I. And so that is a constant, and my team is standing here with me behind the scenes. They know that that's a constant fear. I want people to love everything that we do. I want people to love what Steve and I and Dr. Wallach represent. And I have a fear that someday I could fail simply because people fell out of love with everything good that we bring to the table. And so every day I give it 110% to keep that love going.
And I think it's showing in the fact that the DSA said that Youngevity is one of the best places to work.
I think so.
You were just named one of the top employers. And something happened with a conversation I had with you just so recently. It was unbelievable. Where you've got somebody that was an unbelievable employee, and I'm not going to get into what gender or what.
They're all incredible.
Hang on. Stay with me. And you had heard a rumor that person wasn't so nice all the time, even though firm. And you said you were committed to that person learning to lead while nice and still be firm. You have got this complete mantra of people loving what they're doing, even though it can be challenging and hard. And basically, I believe from the bottom of my heart, you believe women are better at that than men. And you surround yourself with powerful women working extremely hard, getting power, and yet having fun. Is that correct?
It's totally true. My entire team that I personally surround myself with, they're all type A personalities. Yeah. That is what I'm attracted to. That is what I want to surround myself with. I like can-do, take-charge women who think of...
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
And we're back. It's Tom Chenault. It's the Tom Chenault Show. I hope you're having an incredible day out there in the world of regular radio. I know you're having a great Saturday afternoon. If you're listening on the radio right now, hopefully you went to contactmapping.com. I've got Denise Chenault as the main host of this show. I'm just kind of sitting here doing Facebook while she's talking to the great Michelle Wallach, who is the head of a giant $200 million network marketing company. And at the same time, mother of three kids, at the same time, hanging around with Oprah, at the same time, doing gigantic events on women empowerment all over the world, Cuba, all kinds of places. The woman never rests. I love her. Back to you, honey.
That's true. I want to ask Michelle what you're most proud of.
Yeah. Obviously, my three boys. I am most proud of three amazing, incredible men that Stephen and I are raising, and I just couldn't be more blessed to have the family support that I have around me. Of course, I am proud of the work that we've done and the relationships that we've built, but none of this would come to be if it wasn't for the three boys. They really are my motivation every single day to go out into the world and be the best that I can be, because I want them to be proud of everything that Stephen and I do.
You know what I love too is that you've supported them in all their different endeavors, and each one of them are entrepreneurial in their own way.
Just not in the direction that Stephen and I were hoping for, but yes, Denise, such touchy topics. It's true. Each of them have definitely shown an interest in a different direction other than coming in and joining this company and taking over, which of course would have been, I think, Steve's my dream. But that's what makes us so proud of them, is the fact that they have been empowered to be who they want to be. And though I probably shed a few tears and have probably said some things that I could totally take back, at the end of the day, they know that I'm proud of them, And they know that the most important thing that we want for them is for them to be happy and to be independent and to actually make a difference in this world. And we do stress that at home, is that our boys must give back to this world that has given them so much.
And I think that, you know, that feeling goes, is thread through the company as well with the Be the Change Foundation that you're also part of.
Absolutely. And that's obviously something we are so extremely proud of, especially in the last 2 years, where we have allowed our employees to take paid time off from work and to be introduced to a different charity in San Diego every single month. And we go out into the field and we learn about these charities and we learn about how we can make a difference. It's so easy to write a check. It is not so easy to donate your time and your labor in giving back to the community. Everybody that's involved in our company, we have over 400 employees here. Everybody that is involved in our company has the opportunity to do a Be the Change Day each month. And we have a great team that organizes it all, puts it all together, and it's several months out on the calendar. So it's something that they can plan and look forward to.
And that's, I love seeing those posts.
Yeah.
As you can tell, that there's so much pride in everybody doing those days that it's just, it affects who they are.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Talk a little bit about what you're going to say to young women out there, single moms, moms working, single people working, old people working, just people that want to have something better in life. And they're standing there saying, I just don't know what to do. You love this profession. You've been this profession. You've made it in every aspect. What do you say to those people just saying, I want to do this. How do I do this?
How do I do network marketing? I think it starts with, they need to recognize their own success at every level. And this will be something that I talk about at ANMP. It is a mindset. To say that you are a network marketer, to say you are an affiliate, it starts with how you see yourself. And you must take your success from there. I have people who feel extremely successful and they're making $500 a month. And I have people who are making thousands of dollars a month who don't feel successful yet. I think success and empowerment is a mindset that you give yourself. And when you can give yourself permission to feel successful and to be happy, I think the rest naturally comes from there.
Well, you are terrific. Okay. I can't wait to see you. I know when you're speaking. Denise doesn't. I'm not going to tell you.
I asked her.
Oh, you already know?
Yeah.
Oh.
Sorry, I didn't know it was a secret text.
So the name of the game, Michelle, we love you.
She's my friend. She tells me everything.
That's true.
And you get to stick around for Michelle Poehler.
Absolutely.
It's going to be awesome. We're coming back right after this. This is the Top Show.
Thank you for having me.
You're the greatest.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
At least a dozen people were killed Friday after a gunman opened fire at a municipal building in Virginia Beach. The attack was the deadliest mass shooting in the U.S. since November. Virginia Beach Mayor Bobby Dyer asks why his city.
Still a sense of shock, disbelief. And, you know, we want to know, too. And yes, police are looking into it. And we just don't want to speculate right now and give out false information.
11 of the 12 victims were employees of the city. Police identified the gunman as Dwayne Craddock, who'd been employed with the city of Virginia Beach for the past 15 years. As an engineer, he died after a gunfight with police. As President Trump prepares for a visit to Buckingham Palace next week, he was told by The Sun during an interview that Meghan Markle had accused him of being misogynistic and divisive during his 2016 presidential campaign. Trump said he wasn't aware of those remarks, but said he believes she'll make a great American princess. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy. Some uncle I never knew called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars. And they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
And we're back. This is the Tom Chenault Show. It is a great show today. I hope you love Michelle Wallach. She is a character. You can't out-talk her. You can't out-work her. You can't out-restaurant her. I've never met anybody that goes to better, more fun restaurants in my life. We just went to Vegas. We met her for lunch. We got a hamburger about a foot high. And I am telling
no,
you
shakes.
This.
What about the shakes?
I was just talking about
the shakes. Go ahead.
The shake was off the chain. It was the craziest shake. It had like, it had an ice cream cone on the side of it. You have to go to this shake place. She'll send us the name on Facebook and I'll tell you how to get there in Vegas. It's in a hotel. I don't even know. I'll tell you. Okay. Let's get to Michelle Hope.
Okay. And you ran. I was so sad because I wasn't there that morning when you ran into Michelle Poehler, but like we were talking about earlier, I first met Michelle Poehler when she was on stage at the Most Powerful Woman in Network Marketing in Vegas at the end of April. And what I absolutely loved about her is, first of all, her enthusiasm, and she's so adorable. But what she did was this 100 days without fear and consistently jumping into something that scared her to death every single day for 100 days. Like, even talking about it, I'm like getting sweaty. And then it all culminated with her biggest fear, which was public speaking. And she did an 18-minute TED Talk, which is totally blown up all over the world and has inspired people in so many different ways. So, Michelle Poehler, welcome. We're so thrilled to have you.
Hi. Thank you so much for having me.
You are unbelievable. How on earth did, and I love your husband, and he's a force to be reckoned with in his own right, teaching financial literacy all over the world to kids, to the, I mean, just love the guy. You two are a dynamic couple, and you're going to change the world, and you got started at an early age. So we want to know all about you.
I do. I want to know, because you moved from Venezuela to New York City to get your master's. And at what point were you at in your life where you said, I've got to conquer this thing, and you came upon this challenge?
So I actually moved from Venezuela to Savannah, Georgia. I didn't go straight from Venezuela to New York. That would have been awesome, but I was too afraid to do that. So I decided to first go to Savannah to go to school. So I went to SCAD to study advertising and graphic design. And from there, I moved to Miami because I was already engaged to my husband, Adam. So we got married in Miami. My dream was to go to New York, work in an ad agency there. But he asked me to move to Miami first, and then he promised we will go to New York together. And I didn't believe that, because who does that? Who goes from Miami to New York? That's not the way it works. You go from New York to anywhere else, right, when you're, like, done with the city. But 3 years after getting married, I was, you know, tired of being so comfortable in Miami, where I am now, actually. I just landed here. So, hello, Miami. I like you. I don't hate you. It was just too much comfort for a 23, 24, 25-year-old. And I was like, you know, life is too chill here. I feel like I want more challenge in my life. And so that's when I decided to move to New York to do a master's in branding at the School of Visual Arts. So my goal was just, you know, to move to that city and see what happens from there. And what happened was that when I moved to New York, I realized that my fears were keeping me from actually enjoying the city of my dreams. I was always trying to stay in my comfort zone, and it was not working out, and I was terrified all day long. And so it got to a point where I realized I needed to start challenging myself and facing my fears if I actually wanted to not only enjoy New York, but also be someone. And I really wanted that.
And so then, did it just pop up in a dream? How did you come up with, I'm going to challenge myself every day for 100 days and document it?
Well, the 100-day project is something that they do every year at the master's in branding that I was enrolled in. So I knew that a 100-day project was coming, and I had so many ideas for that, but they were all related to branding because that was the master's, and I wanted to create my portfolio based on that. So I was like, maybe I can do 100 logos for the same company, or, you know, I don't know, like create 100 brands or something like that. But then little by little, I started realizing that my fears were the one thing that were keeping me from achieving my dreams and the life that I envisioned for myself. And so that's when I decided to actually use this project to face 100 fears in 100 days. And also, I wanted this to be my amazing portfolio piece to get into a good job after the program. So I decided to create a YouTube video for every single day. And I put all of my skills into this, my editing skills, my branding skills, my design skills, social media skills. And then what happened is that all of that, if you put all of that together, then the project went viral. And I ended up quitting my job, and I ended up hiring myself.
I just love that. And during your talk, one of the fears that you showed that just absolutely horrifies me was you danced alone in Times Square.
Yes.
That sounds like I could throw up just thinking about it right now. Was that one of the worst fears, or was that just...
Was it like a performance, or was it naked, or...
No, just dance. She danced, not naked.
What? Like, well, that's no big deal. I'd do that. Just out there dancing.
You would do that. Oh, yeah. I know, because, yeah.
You wouldn't do it?
I don't.
Michelle, I'm sorry. I didn't minimize it, but I thought, well, if I had to, like, take
my
shirt
off. Well, the cool thing is that people started dancing with
her. Okay, that's good. You should have told the rest of the story.
Yeah, so what's interesting is that fear is so personal and so relative. So what may scare you so much, actually, it was not for me one of the biggest fears. And what I did was I created what I called an emoji meter. So I could measure the amount of fear that every single challenge caused me before, during, and after the experience. So if you go to the website, 100dayswithoutfear.com, you will see the emoji meter for every single fear. And so in that case, dancing in the middle of Times Square, even though it is outside of my comfort zone, it was not one of the scariest ones. Because I do love to dance, and it is intimidating to just put your earphones on. Nobody's listening to what you're listening, and I'm just dancing all out because that was a challenge. And then it was so much fun when people started joining me that I didn't need the music anymore. We were just having so much fun that day.
I think that... It's also because you're a very good dancer. See, I
what about me and Eric Warriott with those women? You don't think that was scary?
You said it wasn't.
It was scary as heck. Did you see me dance with those dancers? I jumped in those dancers and danced for like 30 seconds.
No.
And I can't dance.
No, you can't.
I was petrified. Now I understand. That's like Times Square. Now I relate.
Okay, now you got it.
But Eric dared me, so I did it.
All right, good. Yeah. So, which...
Naked? No, I wasn't naked.
No, you weren't.
Right,
thank God. That would have cleared out the party. But. So, Michelle, other than the culmination, which is doing your TED Talk, what was a couple of the top fears that you experienced then?
Well, some of the fears that I never imagined that I would do in my life. First, holding a tarantula. That was not even part of my list when I started this. I was really going to ignore that, but then it got to a point where I visited my brother in Savannah because he was going to school then, and then he's like, my best friend lives next door, and he has a tarantula, so how can I say no to that? So I had to say yes, I did it, and the unexpected thing about it is that I actually enjoyed it to the point that I consider getting a tarantula for myself. I was not expecting that at all. And then another like huge one that I did that I don't know how I did this, but it was posing nude in front of a drawing class. That's terrifying.
You missed your talk, Tom, I'm telling you.
Don't tell her that. I told her I loved her talk.
And that was so, even watching the film of you, that uncomfortable. Yeah. So how do you think, when you conquer fear, how does that translate into the rest of your life?
One thing is to overcome a fear, and the other thing is to face a fear. So I was facing fears every single day. I can't say that I overcame 100 fears because I certainly didn't, and I don't want to face many of those again because I'm still afraid of them, I did them, but that doesn't mean that I'm over them. But because every single time I thought, this is the worst one. You know, the one that I'm doing now today, that's the worst one. I'm going to die. And then I do it, and then I'm like, okay, maybe that was not the worst one. Next one. The next one is going to be the worst one. And then little by little, I realized it's not as big as we put it in our heads. It's not really ever, unless something really bad happens, which I'm glad it didn't.
It's so true. We went bungee jumping in Queensland, New Zealand, and what I made it out to be was, I mean, it was bad, I have to say. I mean, for me, that was totally scary. But the anticipation of it was worse than actually doing it.
Yes, yes, exactly. That's what I mean. The anticipation is horrible, and so that's why my entire life, I avoided facing my fears because of the anticipation. I was avoiding that. But then I realized that it's not worth it because our fears can bring us so much growth and opportunities that it is not worth it to say no to something just because of the fear or the anticipation.
And so from that Hello Fears, 100 Days Without Fear, that now moved into a social movement called Hello Fears, where people are telling you about things that they are overcoming in their life. And I think that, I mean, is that the most incredible thing to read?
It is.
Yeah.
Even when I go to these conferences, like the Most Powerful Women conference that we did, oh my God, the emails I receive afterward. Because what I do is I email everybody in the audience asking them to share with me one fear that they faced since they heard me speak. And normally I send the email a day or 2 days after the event. So I only give them a couple of hours. Actually, well, not a couple, but like 48 hours to do something. And I don't even challenge them during the conference. I just tell my story and then I see what happens with that. And then when people answer that email and they want to answer that question, the responses that I get, they are amazing. I share them. Like, that's one of my latest posts on Instagram. It's a picture of me on that stage. And then if you swipe, you can read all of the responses I got from all these women sharing the fears that they faced in 48 hours after they heard me speak. And that's
all
fascinating.
Right, we're taking a break. Otherwise, I'm going to get fired. We'll be right back.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
And we're back. This is the Tom Chenault Show, and welcome, everybody. I hope you're all having an absolutely terrific day. We had Michelle Wallach on the front end of the show. She is a rock star in her own right. Now we've got Michelle Poehler, and if you don't know this woman, you are missing it. Graduated from SCAD, came from Venezuela, went to New York, got her master's degree, realized that she was a walking, talking bundle of fear, realized the way to break through that fear was knock that door down, did it, and now she's teaching people to do it. This has been the coolest show on the planet. I love this kid and her husband. They're changing the world, and they got a long, great future in front of them. I heard she's writing a book. Eric Worre told me to tell people that want to book Michelle to book her now. Because the price of poker is going to go massively up when that
fantastic
book is out. So I don't know if I'm even supposed to be saying that on the radio, but I am telling you, you want to follow her on Facebook, on Instagram. Oh, this is the greatest thing in the world. She gives me her card when I run into her with Michelle Wallach, and her card doesn't have any words on it. It's just got, like, if you want to contact her, it's got, like, the Instagram thing, the Facebook thing, three more things. I have no idea to this day what they are. There were no words. These people, these kids are so far ahead of us, it's all emojis or something. It was
I didn't see it.
I was in shock. I go, how the hell do I get to talk to her? Yeah, so cool. You are beautiful. I love you.
Oh, my God. A couple years ago, you started talking to younger people and your audience, younger audiences. So what have you found? What's different in talking with younger people?
Yeah, so what happened is that I started going to all these events, corporations and organizations, and then I would get the same comment from every adult in the room. They would approach me and tell me, like, I wish my daughter heard this, or I can't wait to go home and share this with my daughter. And I was like, maybe I should be talking to the daughters as well. I mean, why not? So I started researching, and I started reaching out to all the girls' schools in the U.S., and then even girls' schools abroad, like in Asia, started also contacting me. So I started going to schools. I realized I had to change my message a little bit. I mean, I can't talk about posing nude for an art class to high schoolers or middle schoolers, right? So I changed some of the examples. I'm talking about tarantulas and roller coasters, things like that. Oh, my God, the impact is so huge in that generation, because I thought if I would have heard this message when I was in school, my life would have been completely different. So that is, like, my passion project, to go to schools and talk to them. And then the reaction from them, and they even keep writing years after they heard my presentation. They say, thanks to your message on the first day of class, I was a much more confident person the whole year. So they want to thank me for that. And it's life-changing for them, and it is for me as well. And you know what happened? I was speaking to some interns last week at Deloitte, and then one of the girls approached me, and she's like, I wish my mom would have heard this. Someone told me about their mom, because they always tell me about their kid. So I kind of enjoyed hearing that, too.
Oh, that's so great. It's, you know, I think that getting out there and actually living life and facing your fears and conquering, as opposed to, I think there's So many of us live our life behind our phones and behind screens these days that it's so huge to be able to go out and actually take action and reap the benefits from that. Because what I found is the greatest things in my life have come from me stepping into my courage. Mm-hmm. And that takes action. You know, you can't just do it reading a book or being in social media or whatever.
Definitely. And for me, it's not a project anymore. It's not about facing those physical fears that I was doing during the 100 days without fear, because it's now about the daily courage. That's how I like to call it. And it's about those daily things where it's just so much easier to choose comfort, but we have to challenge ourselves constantly to choose growth. It is important to, you know, when you're like in a room with people and you want to ask a question, but you are telling yourself that don't ask that question, you know, don't embarrass yourself. No, it is important to raise your hands and ask the question or even suggest an idea, because most of us just stay quiet because that's a comfortable decision to stay quiet instead of speaking up, instead of reaching out, sending that email, like pitching an idea. I think that we have to create our own luck on the day-to-day, and courage is the key to that.
It's so true. And I mean, as a shy little girl, you know, I managed to somehow get probably through high school and college without raising my hand once, you know, which is horrible. And if I were to go back and to talk to my younger self, that's what I would tell her, is don't be so afraid, you know, trust your gut and, you know, allow yourself to live fully and to be expressive. Yeah. And so I think it's so incredibly great that you're talking to the young girls and inspiring them.
We love you. And I am going to tell you, we want to be part of you making this planet better. I think about my granddaughters who are in grade school, who would benefit greatly from the light that you are in the world all the way through it. So, Michelle, thanks for coming on. You have been incredible. I think we've got a big show for you next week, but I have no idea who the guests are. So, everybody, thanks for watching. We love you all, and we'll be right back.
Oh, these pains, my neck, my back, shoulders. I've got to get some relief.
Stress from everyday life, past injuries, or surgeries can cause inflammation that leads to pain, but you don't want to take another pill.
There's an easier, healthier way, right?
Yes, with hot or cold therapy products at sunshine-pillows.com.
Pillows? For my aches and pains?
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows, plus travel pillows, microwavable body heating wraps, and more. It's all available to you online.
Finally, stress relief with no drugs.
Right. And now you can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off. Just use this promo code, SAVE30, when you click sunshine-pillows.com. Save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Use promo code SAVE30. Sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.